Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Lizzie and Justin, and we are here for another episode of Turning Towards Life. This week, we're going to be talking about a source that Justin's bringing to us by the wonderful Joanna Macy, a collection of quotes. And we're going to be speaking about this thing that Justin, you and I, with our wonderful friends and colleagues in Third Space, get up to on an annual basis, which is our year-long program and the other offerings that we have too. And we thought this was a good time to try and articulate between us what it's all about, why it's important, why we believe in it, what it is. And so we're going to have Joanna support us in trying to say that into the world. And it feels really lovely because right now we're in the middle of one, literally this weekend that we're talking. We're in the middle of one of our wonderful year-long programs with the wonderful students that we have. And it feels like a really lovely time to do it from the middle of it, from the heart of it. So thank you for being here and doing this and for talking about this precious program that we have in this way. And hopefully we can tell more people about it through this being in Turning Towards Life.
It's very good to see you, Lizzie, and hello, everybody. Yes, we're recording this on a Saturday, very unusually. And the Saturday that we're recording it on is the middle day of the third session of our year-long coaching program, which we call the PCC, the Professional Coaching Course, which is both an excellent name and not exactly the right name for what we're up to. So I think we need to talk about it. But you'll know this, Lizzie, but I'm saying this for everyone. We've just stepped away from a day where six and a half months into the program, everyone's been learning to bring themselves with great care and creativity and sensitivity and responsiveness to their clients. And we've just welcomed, we have 15 students this year, and we welcomed 15 guest clients who've come in to be coached, to have to receive the gifts of coaching for the day. And we've spent the morning laying all of that out and welcoming everybody. And then they, right now, as we're recording this, they are off beginning their conversations, which I find tremendously exciting. So that's where we're in the midst of as we're recording. And I'm very excited to have this conversation, Lizzie, as well, because you'll know this, of course. Turning Towards Life was born out of a conversation you and I had now more than 8 years ago, where we said, wouldn't it be wonderful to make available to the world the kinds of conversations and topics that inform our coaching that we do and the coaching programs that we run and what we teach? And instead of talking about it, we'd actually have the conversations with one another. So we've been doing that for more than 8 years, and this is the 433rd of our conversations. But what we do less often is talk about the work that Third Space is up to and what we do. So we're using this as an opportunity because our next year-long program is starting up in 6 months' time in July. And because we have introductory two-day programs coming up, the Foundations of Coaching program coming up in February and in May, it seemed like a really good time to do this. But also, as will become clear when we start to read today's source, gives us a chance to talk about coaching in the world, because coaching is such a tricky word. It can mean everything from somebody who'll come alongside you and help you to do your finance spreadsheets. That could be a kind of coaching. And it can also be somebody who'll promise you that if you work with them, they'll make everything shiny and glorious in your life and you'll never have any difficulty again, which is not what we're up to. Or it can be something more, much more substantial. So the approach that we call integral development coaching that we practice and teach is intended to be a really substantial response to the world. And I think Joanna Macy's source talks to that as well, which is great. So I'm going to read it as we normally do, and then we'll talk. As always, you can find the source in the show notes, on our website, turningtowards.life, in our email, which you can sign up to at turningtowards.life, and at any point, if you're interested in the teaching, the practice of coaching, wearethirdspace.org is our home for all of that. And here's the source. is drawn from three different pieces of work by Joanna Macy. Despair is the covering of our love for our world. And we crack it open by speaking it so that our love can act. So the key is not being afraid of our pain for the world. And this is the story of the transition from the industrial growth society to a life-staining society. More and more people come to see how interwoven we are as peoples and recognize that solidarity with one another is a way through these crises. So we join together to act for the sake of life on Earth. And when we open our eyes to what is happening, even when it breaks our hearts, we discover our true size. For our heart, when it breaks open, can hold the whole universe.
Thank you, Justin. Despair is the covering of our love for our world, and we crack it open by speaking it so that our love can act. So the key is not being afraid of our pain for the world. This is the story of the transition from the industrial growth society to a life-sustaining society. More and more people come to see how interwoven we are as peoples and recognize that solidarity with one another is a way through these crises. So we join together to act for the sake of life on Earth. When we open our eyes to what is happening, even when it breaks our hearts, we discover our true size. For our heart, when it breaks open, can hold the whole universe.
The things I love about Joanna's writing is the way that she connects up what's happening in the big scale of the world with who each of us gets to be. And I know, I don't know how this is for you, Lizzie, but I know the way in the world now that we get news of what is happening in the world, and of course news is somebody's take, but on real things that are happening, that the amount of it that comes into us and the amount of trouble and distress that there is in the world can sometimes feel very overwhelming. And then when we add to that, that not only are we feeling the trouble and distress that might be happening to people far from us, there's also the trouble and distress we feel in our own lives. They're not really separate. We get to feel the limits of our own capacity. We get to feel our own pain, and we get to feel, as Joanna says at the beginning of this, which is so beautiful, that our despair, our pain of all kinds, is really a form of our love for the world, that we feel the things that we feel when we will let ourselves feel them because we care enormously about our own lives and the lives of the ones that we love around us. And then we can extend our care to our families and our communities and our people that we think of as our tribe. And then we can extend our care beyond that to the people in the next town or in the next country or beyond who we haven't even met. And the more we do that, when there's difficulty, the more we're likely to feel some kind of pain with it, because so much is we wish would be otherwise. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to me that our learning to work well with the difficulties that are right in us and immediately around us is part of a good response to the world as a start, that one of the contributions that coaching can make is, Lizzie, if you and I are working together and I'm your coach, we may be talking about what's most intimate and close in your life that you're concerned about. And your working with it can be a way to do what Joanna says, to discover your true size. It's almost like our difficulties are a place, our immediate difficulties, the things that vex us and challenge us and where we feel stuck, can be places where we can find out that we are somehow smaller than we really could be in our life, that we're holding back gifts and qualities and capacities that we could bring in our life. Mm-hmm. And if we learn to respond to what's here around us, that the real life we're living in with all of its challenges, by finding our true size, by finding our love and our courage and our integrity and our creativity and our sincerity and our compassion and our wisdom and our truthfulness, and I could list any number of qualities that as we learn to bring that to the lives that we're in, we also play our part in being able to bring more of those qualities to the world.
Mm.
So it's one of the reasons why I think coaching that isn't just advice giving and isn't just problem solving and isn't, Lizzie, how do we get you to have the shiny life that you see on Instagram, but is something much, much deeper, like a response to your heartbreak and a response to your longing and a response to the way that you love, that can help you discover and take up your true size in your life. That's good for you and your life and all the people around you, because if you don't get to bring your gifts, where do they get brought? And it's also really good for the world. It's like helpful to the world that more and more of us should find our way back to the kinds of people we can be and the capacities we have, and take up our size and our tenderness and our heartbreak and our love and respond to the world from there. It's a hopeful vision of a world that could be other than the way that we often find ourselves in it. And it starts close in. Mm. It's not the delivering aid to a far off place, which is very important in its own way too. It's the starting close in with our lives right here. And that's why I'm so committed to coaching and teaching coaching, because in the way that we understand it, Lizzie, because I know that each person and each of us who find a way to bring what we have not yet brought contributes in a very tangible, significant way to the world being a better place for everyone to live in.
Mm. As you're speaking, Justin, I'm feeling, yeah, all kinds of resonance with that. I'm recognizing as well that this program that we have and that we hold has us do that in a way where we're in community. And so for me, the professional coaching course, the PCC, is a way of turning towards this work, firstly, like in an inner way, like doing my own inner work that has all those things happen, like you're saying, my gifts being brought to the world. But the way that the PCC has us do that, it's not like an online program where you sit on your own and write a load of techniques down and then bring them to humans or something, which I'm sure has its lots of value in it too. But it's actually being in a community for a whole year where we're all up to the same thing and we all find that same dedication to the world, to others. And in service of that, we will do whatever it takes in ourselves, whatever inner work it takes in ourselves to be able to do that. And the way we do that is with one another. So I'm feeling like it's a very precious, important thing for us to be doing, where I'm feeling the passion for creating the world in a way that the world needs in order for there to be conversation and willingness to be changed by others and difference embraced and curiosity being cultivated and listening being the way we move through the world and all of that. And to do that alongside one another and to feel the community that gets made when we're doing that kind of thing. There's all kinds of different ways of making community with different subject matters where we can connect over baking or cleaning or serving in some way, 100 million ways. But this is a very particular way where we're joining together in community in service of the world outside of that community. So when I think of all the different cohorts of the program that we've run, I think you told us today that we've done it 19 times in Third Space. So we've gone 19 times round the sun, as it were, of the program. And when I think of all those cohorts and I think of all those groups of people in the community and the relationships that have got made, how extraordinary that is in the context of our world, where community has been one of those things that has fallen by the wayside in so many ways. And I know Joanna Macy, in her lifetime, she dedicated herself to community coming back central to the world, and community and togetherness being the way that we face into and have our love uncovered for the world and then take action. So I'm feeling like this is a wonderful story for the PCC to live in, that we could all come together every year, we create a different group, people feel drawn to come, and we do it in service of ourselves, the people we work with, and then the ripple effect that that has in the world. And it's such a deep sense of community that we get to receive by going through this together.
I'm very taken by what you just said, Lizzie, that to really change anything in the world, there's at least three different kind of circles to attend to. One is the change in ourselves so that we get to free ourselves as much as possible from what's constraining us and what's having us hold back our own gifts. And of course, there's so many reasons why we do that. You know, what we learned in our family systems, what our culture tells us about what's okay to bring, various experiences that we've had. So there's working with ourselves, then there's working with other people, which is what coaching is. Often the form of coaching is two people talking to one another in the privacy and the intimacy of that trusting relationship where everything can get talked about and everything can get looked at and everything is up for grabs in our imagination. And then, as you say, the third circle is community, and I suppose the fourth circle is the world. But I'm also with you that the online world has had this dual effect that in one way, any of us can have access to anything all the time, everywhere, but the other way, it can make things very solitary. I'm sitting looking at YouTube videos or reading a document on the web, or these days chatting to an AI chatbot, which isn't a person, but is a machine. So it risks of fragmenting us right when community really matters. And that's why the PCC is designed around community. And it's really unusual. I was thinking about this today, just meeting with everybody in the midst of the program that we're in. It's actually very unusual these days to have a program that's substantial enough that you, once you've decided you want to join it, you join it for a year, and you know that the other people who are joining it for a year, and the faculty are, you know, who are supporting it and teaching and coaching are joining it for a year, and we're going to make community where we can get to know one another well enough that can be of good, really good support to one another. And it's kind of unfashionable, but very excellent. And in a world where more often you're either doing it on your own or you're choosing to do a bit here or a bit there. And I was thinking as you were talking about how for any really meaningful change in our own lives or to be supporters of change in other people's lives, we really do need to be able to see the sort of invisible patterns that we're in, the habits that we have, the stories that we have, the way of living that keeps us the same. Because we are inherently very changeable beings, humans, but we keep ourselves the same through habits and culture and stories and all of that. And one of the very best places to start to see it is by being in a community of learning with other people who are different, where we can talk to one another about ourselves and about one another. We start to get brought other humans as examples. And we know that that's one of the great gifts of this program, that we know it, but also other people who've been on the program say to us, is that there's no substitute really for being with a group of people who are dedicated enough and serious enough and loving enough and joyful enough about the possibility. And it's also why we design the program so that the first quarter of it is dedicated only to supporting everybody who's on the program in beginning a developmental path for themselves. We don't ask anyone to begin coaching anyone else until a third of the way in, so that we can all begin on this process of, to quote Joanna Macy here, of opening our eyes to what's happening in us and around us and then being able to respond. That being people who can do that is then what enables us to do that with others, and we really benefit from one another doing it alongside one another to do that well.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all of the kind of the conversations I've had over the years about what being in community means, and in some way it's like an unexpected, like for someone who signs up to our professional coaching course as a kind of, oh, I want to learn to be a coach, and they haven't maybe listened to much of our conversation or read that much about what we do or encountered us very much. It's like, oh, I'm coming to get a qualification or something. And I think we're, you know, Turning Towards Life has been such a gift because it really gives people a feel of the field of us through knowing this load of episodes of us chatting to one another and having our sources, it gives you a real sense of the field of us in third space. But one of the things I think that maybe is a very surprising outcome is that people come and go, oh my goodness, I didn't understand that this was really about community. So yes, there's a qualification in it. And yes, we have our accreditation and all of those things that make it very robust and academically rigorous and all those things. But this thing that feels really at the heart of it for me is when I hear people say, oh my gosh, I for the first time, there's a place for me to be in all of me that allows every piece of my process to be involved, where I can really, I think in some ways, not feel lonely anymore with my own wishes and longings for the world. And I'm doing this so that I can bring my gifts forward to other people too. I think so many people long to help, to be of service in the world, given what this despair we're all feeling when we read the news and all that kind of thing. We want to do something. We want some action to happen, that we're part of a world that's being healed rather than hurt even more. And that part of that healing is to be together. The togetherness in itself is a big piece of the healing force that's at the heart of all of this. And when we feel that kind of togetherness, I feel like we get stronger and we get more robust and we enter places that might be hard with all of that behind us and in support of us, because we're in robust relationships and community and we feel like we can do hard things and have harder conversations and be in more depth with others and do ambitious things when we feel supported and held inside something bigger than ourselves. So I feel really committed to that aspect of it as well, that in participating in the PCC, we are building a container for in strengthening so that we can all go and do things that feel maybe impossible when I'm sitting on my own in my bedroom, but then when I'm with others and we're in depth of relationship, like you said, over a whole year and beyond, of course, because you don't just then stop being in relationship with anybody, and you know, you then become part of a bigger community, even bigger, to have that and to feel that and to know what that is, has us do the things that really matter in the world to us, given how we're relating to the world when it's feeling pretty broken.
I really noticed, Lizzie, what happened in me when you talked about being of service in what you just said. And I was thinking about how coaching, the way that we think of it, really is intended to be a very life-giving way of being of service in the world. Like you say, we've been saying for the last while, being in a learning community really helps with growing that capacity. But the thought occurred to me that coaching's a funny word, isn't it? It means so many different things to so many different people. It's one of the challenges that we have. And there are places you can go and learn to be a coach who will fix other people's problems. You come to me and I'll just tell you off, I'll be an expert. And so there are places that people want to do that, and that has its place. And then there's another way of thinking about coaching that's sort of like helping. I get to help you. You come to me with a problem, and I think about your problem, and I'm curious about you, and I get to help you, and that's useful too. But it's deeper to think about service. If I'm learning to be a coach and you are a person who's seeking the support of a coach, and I can take the orientation of being of service, that this is for the sake of service, one of the things that happens is, instead of clenching very tight and thinking I've got to figure this all out, I get to treat you, Lizzie, as a whole world. Like, a person is a whole vast, mysterious world, and I can barely really know your world. And I can be certain that whatever you're stuck in the midst of, whatever way you are finding yourself not yet at your true size, has some very good reasons behind it. You know, like, there's an intelligence in the way that you've come at your life already. And it helps to be humble enough to go, I don't know that world well enough yet. And to then to come in with a sort of attitude of awe and wonder towards your life, and then be of service from there, like giving up my need to be right or correct or have it all sorted, but to really come alongside you in curiosity and wonder and love and truthfulness, and then to be bold enough to listen to you and to make offerings to you to say, well, maybe there's another way of looking at this, or maybe there's a way of observing what's going on in your life that will illuminate something, or maybe there's a way to practice something that will build some capacity, which will then show you something new. To do that can be such an act of service. And what I find very exciting about it is if we can come at it from that frame where my way of being a coach is being of service to your life, then your life becomes of service to other people's lives as well. It's inherent in the process that as you learn to take up your full size, your capacity to serve in ways that matter to you grows. And then my act of service towards you becomes an act of service to the world. And it's a whole different orientation to the, I think it's this thing that Joanna Macy says about the move from the industrial growth kind of society to a life-sustaining society, that there is obviously, like anything, there's a form of coaching that might be primarily oriented around your industrial growth, Lizzie. We'll get you to go further, faster, harder, you know, whatever it is. But if I can hold an attitude of service to you and the world beyond, we can ask, I think, so much more life-giving questions. And it helps also what you've been saying about community. I know that these days when I coach somebody, I feel all around me all of the people I've learned with over the years, all the people who've become community in the way that we're talking about. I feel all of our presence so that when I'm talking to you, if you were my coaching client, it's not exactly the word I like to use so much, but it talks something about the relationship. I feel like I have the resources and wisdom and sensitivity of all the people I've met becomes available to me. And then we can be in the midst of a real conversation. The one that Joanna invites us into is about heartbreak, really. Being in the realness of how hard it can be to be a person and how much we long and love to, I think we humans are built for service, actually. We long to bring ourselves generously to one another. Talking about it this way, for me, sort of gets into the heart of what this is about. In a way, it seems to me, is that our hearts get brought to the world in their fullness, that the heartbreak and all of the capacity for creativity and connection and love that our hearts and our minds and our bodies have to bring to the world.
The thing that really moves me, Justin, and just sent me down this whole feeling route was when you said that we might be people who hold others in awe and wonder, and how that kind of relationship, that kind of relating, feels like it leads to an entirely different world, that each of us could hold the vastness of another as that, as vastness, as a whole universe, and that there could be awe and wonder aimed at one another, that we would wander around like that. And to speak of the PCC being a dedication to that, it's a relational way of being in the world that would have things be very different if we all took that up. So I'm really moved by that. I'm really moved by this thought that that's what we are holding this journey as, this program as, is a way in to living that way, where we might be turned towards in that way, where we are held in awe and wonder, and that we can then take this awe and wonder that we've received and been in receipt of and bring it out to the world. And then, of course, that just happens again and again and again as we bring that gift out into the world. So I can feel the kind of ache in my chest of knowing that that's what we can do and what we do. And thank goodness that's what we do. And I love it that people know what that is when they hear it, and they feel drawn. Just like you said, we're kind of built for service. We're built to be able to look at one another in the eye. We're built for contact. We're built to be contactful with one another, and to see one another, and to receive one another, and in all those ways you just said, to genuinely be a contribution to one another's lives, and to be in relationship that has that be possible.
It's so different, isn't it, from the growing orientation in the world in our public spheres that we ought to be frightened of and distrust everyone else and consider everyone else a threat. And when we can, when I look at you with awe and wonder, Lizzie, and at me with awe and wonder, as if there's, which I think there is, a sort of basic sacredness and wholeness and goodness about people. Sometimes we take terrible wrong turnings and cause ourselves and other people harm. And other times we find this capacity able to come out and into the world in a service. And what would it be like to look at one another knowing when you're in difficulty, to look at you with awe and wonder and then be really curious together about how is it that you feel that you are in such a pickle right now? You know, how is it that this real difficulty keeps going round and round? And it's really different orientation from I need to treat you as something broken that needs to be fixed. I need to somehow be superior or more clever, or I need to treat myself as something broken. It's more like, can we, and it's a really practical, pragmatic task to say, what does it take to see the pickles we're in and unentangle them, the tangles we're in and unentangle? It takes an enormous amount of truth and kindness. And then what does it take to live in the way that Joanna Macy here is inviting us into, which is more and more in contact with our faculties so that we can undo the messes and make something that's life-sustaining of our own lives, in our families, in our workplaces, in our leadership, in our businesses, in our communities, in our politics, in the world. That's the orientation here. It's a different orientation to the spiral of despair, withdrawal, mistrust, fear that we're in the midst of. And I think that coaching this way has a huge contribution to make to it. So I know that you and I could talk for many hours about this. In fact, I suppose that the PCC itself, our year, is a year of talking about this in lots of ways. But it's worth saying to everyone that, of course, it's not a full-time year. It's a program that spans over a year but involves gathering. We use Zoom in a wonderful way to bring people together all over the world in a way that feels very contactful and like we really are community together. And we meet primarily for four long weekends over the year, and then lots of other ways of being in contact in between, and lots of chances to practice and read and reflect and get support and make community. And it's a tremendously exciting endeavor. And the next one of our professional coaching courses at Third Space starts in July. And then we have two introductory ways in, which are the way to begin, which is our Foundations of Coaching program. That's just 2 days. And there's one in February coming up very soon, February 2026. And there's one in May, and there's probably one more. And then July, the program starts. And what I've been hoping all the way through the conversation, Lizzie, is that for some people, this might be that thing that you're talking, you and I are talking about, that is of interest, that's calling. But for other people, maybe also what we've been doing is talking about being a person, talking about what it is to be a person in the world. So it seems an excellent turning towards life conversation to have. And I just want to say thank you to you as always for showing up for this in the generous and thoughtful and deep and loving, playful way that you do, Lizzie, and also for teaching this program alongside me and the others who do it. It's such a great joy. Thank you to all of you who are with us, watching and listening. If you've got any questions about all of this, email us hello@turningtowards.life. We'll chat to you about it. We'll email you back. And maybe we'll get to meet some of you over the coming months. And for now, we're going to say goodbye.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Justin.